Let me ask you a question. If you were going to recruit a team, if you were going to recruit a team that would alter the course of history, how would you begin? Well, let me talk to you about a couple of people that have done just that. They altered the course of history. One of them, Jesus, began with a walk by the lake. And he said to 12 of the most common men that one can imagine, follow me. 12 common people. 12 common people like you and me, or maybe even more common than most of us in this room. They certainly had no impressive resumes, and that was a part of his plan. He wasn't looking for religious superiority. He wasn't looking for extraordinary talent. In fact, quite the opposite. He wanted ordinary people. He wanted people with hopes and dreams of their own, but people that were willing to leave their lives behind and were willing to answer a calling to accomplish certain things. So they spread the gospel, and you know the rest of the story. They turned the world upside down. Ordinary men, people just like you and me. They only became extraordinary or unordinary after they answered their calling. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement is the most successful social movement in the entire history of North America. And I don't think anyone questions that. How did they have the nerve? How did they have the nerve? The discipline, the tenacity. How did they do it? Well, I think the answer is very simple. They believed that their Creator was on their side. And they believed that they were responding to a calling. And they had a religious commitment to that cause. The majority of these people that were involved in that movement, they had no impressive resumes. Most of them didn't have a lot of formal education. But what they had was a calling.